Authorities who should be able to cross the border into Egypt. Abdul Hamad, a doctor from Liverpool, made the crossing yesterday.
It's a big relief, really. It has been 4 weeks of terrible situation. So I'm very pleased that I am out, although I have a heavy heart for my colleagues in Gaza and my patients.
Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Tel Aviv, pushing for pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The security minister says people shouldn't be worried about losing their jobs after Elon Musk warned AI could mean a future where no one has to work. The boss of Tesla has been speaking with Rishi Sunak at an artificial intelligence summit in the UK. Dozens of flood warnings are in place across England after Storm Ciarán. Thousands of homes have experienced power cuts, and we're told there'll also be disruption to trains again today too. However, Sky's meteorologist Steph Galter says things should improve.
Now it's kind of out of the way. It's now off into the North Sea, so it can fill, which means the pressure can ease, so the winds will ease and the rain will start to go as well. So Ciarán, the worst is over.
A boss at the UK Space Agency says a British mission will push the boundaries of human knowledge. Last month, it announced a deal with US company Axiom Space, which would see our astronauts spending up to 2 weeks in orbit. The King's rounding off his trip to Kenya today. We're told His Majesty will be meeting with faith leaders and hearing about their work in promoting peace. And England cricketer Ben Stokes will have surgery on his left knee at the end of the current World Cup in India. The all-rounder's been struggling with injury for the last 18 months. He's been taken out of the bowling attack in more recent matches, and he came out of ODI retirement for his country's title defence. That's the latest. I'm Imante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's looking nice and bright outside, actually. Top temperature today is going to be 13 degrees, a gentle breeze for today as well. Now, yesterday it said it was going to be raining all day, and now it's bright sunshine outside. So it looks like it will be dry. There might be about a 50% chance of rain around about 6 o'clock this evening.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting. Prince with the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again on Monday morning. You got me for the next 3 hours. I've just stuck my finger in my eye. Why did you do that? No idea, I just did. I was trying to get something out of my eye, I just stuck my finger in it. Oh, never mind. There we go. I have got a cold. I am sweating like a guilty shoplifter. I am sweating like you wouldn't believe. Lovely glowy kind of look to me today. I have gone down with a cold, but this is not like the cold I had before. This is just like a 48-hour kind of thing. So I got up this morning, I was like, oh no, and you get, is it neuralgia or whatever it is, and you get that little bit in your face. It's just a little bit there, but I've taken painkillers, so I'm you know, I'm fine, I'm cool. Yeah, I've done that. So, but yeah, it's always an ailment with me, isn't it? I thought I'd just share that with you. So I'm making sure I'm covered in hygiene hand gel. Just put it everywhere. I've got my own microphone cover and everything else, so, you know, I won't be passing on the lurgy to anyone else. Hopefully not. But I'm just a bit sweaty. Just a bit sweat, which is lovely. What a lovely thought to have. Michelle on the radio sweating. Definitely a cold. Got guests galore next week. I think I've got four lots of guests next week. You'll have to have a look on the... I'm not telling you who they are. You'll have to have a look. Go to all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Can't give away secrets like that. Now, we've got some great music coming up today. I haven't done much with my socials this morning, so you might be missing the list of bands, but it's a JoJo Man band, The Music of Sound, The Condracts, Abby Flynn, Blue Sky Music and Rogue FX, all on the show this week, plus J-Bax and Emma Perry, which I am... be playing to. So lots of great independent music coming up on the show. There we go. Oh, let me sit back a bit. The question of the day, I've asked you this question, which is, what are you up to at the weekend? You can either tell me the truth or tell me a lie, and I will decide whether or not you're lying. Already had a few in. I can spot a lie. But then some of you are being quite clever because you're putting down things that I would suspect you would talk weekend, especially you, Belinda. Great to talk to Elaine last night. I don't think she'll be listening in this morning, but lovely to talk. And if you're listening out there, good morning to my regular listeners. I do have people that listen on a regular basis, and there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with those people. They send me a message and they go, I am listening, you know. I test them sometimes. I might say, Martin, just a test. Alison, just a test. Natasha. There are more people, but I can't remember. It's more than three, I'm sure. I would say my mum and dad, but unless they're listening in another dimension somewhere. Yeah, your family sometimes don't tune in. That's just the thing on radio. They get enough of me as it is. So the people that do tune in, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to start off the music today with the Weather Girls. Isn't it lovely to be raining men? Hi, hi. I'm your Weather Girl, are you? Yes. My name's Michelle. Nice to meet you.
It's getting low, 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 low,
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you so much for getting involved with the question of the day. A lot of you are getting involved today, so it's really good. You've got to tell me a lie about what you do. Well, you know, it could be the lie, it could be a lie, could be the truth. I've got to decide. Spencer Carter, Anva's got involved, Belinda, Daniel and Wojciech as well. If you want to get involved, you can find me on Facebook, Eat My Brunch, TikTok, Eat My Brunch, Instagram, Eat My Brunch, and Twitter as well. So I'm everywhere. And if you do want to send me a message, you can send it on Messenger. If you've got a voice note you want to send me, I can play that out on air as well. I do check things off air just to make sure it's nothing too rude. You know what I mean? We don't want rudeness on a daytime radio show or any radio show, really. We don't want all that. It took me ages to get to sleep last night. I just couldn't. My sinuses were hurting. but today, I have to say, the weather, yesterday I told you it was going to rain because that's what the BBC website told. BBC told me it was going to rain all day. And then look at it, it's like a spring day. It's lovely out there, isn't it? It's nearly a day you could wear flip-flops, really. Not that I will. But I'm not wearing any socks. I've got my shoes on, but no socks. And my feet are not feeling cold, which is good. I'm in the mood to go to London. I've been watching lots of these TikTok videos on Borough Market. I have been before. I think at the weekends it'd be horrendous, so I might pop up there one afternoon, possibly next week. There's a place that does chocolate-covered strawberries. Now, I do like chocolate-covered strawberries. I like any fruit that's covered in chocolate. Pineapple is lovely, actually. Pineapple chunks in chocolate. And you put it in the freezer. Not in the freezer, in the fridge. It's delicious. They used to do it at Marks and Spencer's years ago. I think it must be quite an expensive process because they only did it for a couple of months. It was like chocolate-covered strawberries, pineapple, dates, things like that. Yeah. I'm salivating. I'm thinking about Parma ham wrapped around a date, as in the fruit, not something I'm going out with, and put in the oven. They taste nice. I think they're called devils on a horseback or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm in a bit of a sweet and savoury mood today. So I don't know what I fancy. Something that you can tell that I've got a cold. I don't know. I'm thinking about food already. I mean, I just literally got into the studio. I had my Weetabix this morning and my pineapple. Which is my staple breakfast. I'm trying not to have eggs or anything else, bread or toast, because I always find if I start off with Weetabix, it leaves me feeling fuller for longer. Other cereals do the same thing, obviously, but for me, it seems to make me feel much better. I don't know why. There are other cereals out there, but I suppose it's because there's not much sugar in it, and also I get pineapple that's in pineapple juice, so it's not, you know. But then I do put a little bit of syrup on it, only a tiny bit of teaspoon, just a little bit of sweetness. I could use, you know, saccharin stuffy, whatever they call it now, but I don't use that. I don't use full sugar. No. No more messages have come through. Oh, I got a message from Christopher. What's he saying? Let's have a look. Christopher Stagg. Let's have a look. Oh, he's put down, watching the final night of my play. Oh, is that going to be true or false? Ooh, I think that might be true. I'll read them all out a little bit later. But if you want to get involved, go and find me on Eat My Brunch. You'll find me on Facebook. Like the show. I've got one of them right. Yes, I've got one of them right. Thank you, Amber. All right. Oh, my gosh. There is a play out next week, which is called Urine Town. Really? No, that's true. There is a play. And it's probably going to be at, it's by Springers, and it's probably going to be at Chelmsford Studio Theatre. Oh, I've got to talk to him about that. I must talk to you on air Monday. That is, you can't have a play called Urine Town. Really? I've never heard of that before. Have you ever heard of a play called Urine Town? Seriously. No, it's true. I'm not joking. Fancy going there in the summer or the winter, to be fair. Right, let's play some music. This is a track by Jordan Nance. It's called Running Away. You can find out more if you want to check him out on Instagram and Twitter at Jordan Nance, or Facebook at Jordan The Nance. And if you go and check out his website page, I think it's got a little reference to being a cat, but it's a bit jokey. So it's got Jordan Nance, the man, the myth, the legend, also a cat. Keep on scrolling for the music. This is out now and it's called Running Away.
There with Running Away.
80s mix.
Flashback with Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch. That is Tony Basil going all the way back to the 1980s with Mickey. Your lies have got to be a lot better. Yeah, you're going to keep lying. That's the question of the day. Tell me a truth or a lie, and I will decide whether you're lying or telling the truth. There we go. Coming up next is a local Essex singer-songwriter, TikTok famous and now world famous. Here's Sam Ryder with Spaceman.
I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you.
I'm feeling
Elton John with Part-Time Love.
Part-time love is bringing me down, 'cause I just can't get it started with you, my love. Did I hear you say that I'm too hard of hearted? Why those stars from your eyes? And you get quite a surprise, because you see everybody's got a part-time love. You've been seen running around, there's not much I don't hear of, and I still you try.
It's a lovely, you know, crisp autumnal day. I can't say it. Autumnal day. And feeling really good. Did it make you feel good? You, me, everybody's got a part-time... I've got a part-time love, but I mean, if I did, I'd be singing that song. 10:40, we've got some Rogue FX coming up with People Are Strange after this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Quick update with the weather. Traffic and travel. Not the weather, you silly cow. Around the Brook Street roundabout, it's looking fine. A little bit busy coming down from the A1023 onto the roundabout. Other than that, it's fine. Few roadworks and temporary traffic signals. B186 Worley Hill, both ways at Woodham Road. You've also got them at the A128 Brentwood Road near St Thomas's Church. And also on the A129 Rayleigh Road, which is at Church Lane. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, that is clear. Coming back through the tunnel, not too bad at the moment. Road closed due to gas main work on the B186 Worley Street, both ways, St Mary's Lane and the A127. There are diversions in operation, so you should basically be able to get back on the A127 and then come back up onto the slip road, and then you'll be back on the correct road again. It's about, about 8 minute detour there. If you're heading up towards the M11, that is a clear run at the moment. And also if you're heading up towards Chelmsford, no issues there. More traffic and travel in an hour. Here's Rogue FX with People Are Strange.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHBAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Understand who choose, and if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe her, she speaks a different language and it's never something I forget. Don't believe her, oh no, cause it's never something I forget. No, oh, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss, following footsteps overgrown by mice, and he tells me good women go on trees, and if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe her. Think a different language and it's never something happened to me. Don't believe her. Oh no, cause it's never something happened to me. What a good place to be. Don't believe her. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe her. Oh no, cause it's never been happened to me.
And as we get into January, fingers crossed, we're all still here for January, you'll start thinking about summer holidays. You see, it seems such a long time ago, and I was only away in September, and it's not that long ago, but I'm kind of missing the warmth and going for a swim in the sea. And next time I'm going to go for longer, it might go for 3 or 4 weeks, actually. I really fancy that. And I had a holiday on my own, and that was incredible. You'll see a lot of things now on TikTok, where women and guys as well are going out on their own, going out for dinner on their own. Over in certain countries, like I was watching Abroad in Japan, which is a fantastic channel. If you don't know it, it's on YouTube. He's written a book, bestseller, but he's brilliant because it's very funny, but also about Japan, which I've always wanted to go to. He lives over there, works over there, and started up his YouTube channel about 10 years ago. I think he might be about 35, and you get invested in his life and the stuff that he does and the adventures that he has with other people, and it's just really funny. It's very, very funny. He's a very good sort of documentary maker as well, but it's something you can watch, and it's interesting. He visits loads of different places in Japan and about the culture and everything else. But he was saying, over in Japan, you can go out as a single person for dinner, nobody pays you any attention. Over here, you get like that sad like look when you walk in somewhere, don't you? It's like, are you on your own? You're like, yeah, you're not, but I'm not being stood up, I am actually having dinner on my own. But over there, it's just a regular thing. People go out for dinner on their own. They lead busy lives. And people don't worry. They go into places, sit down, have a drink. They've got these little bars in Japan. I think it is in... not sure what part it is. I don't know if it's Tokyo. I'm not too sure. It's like a street, and there's like about 50 bars, and they're tiny. You can get about 3 people in them, and they make some, yakitori chicken. And the reason they can make yakitori chicken, which I didn't realise until I watched his channel last night, because it's over coals, is because in Japan they have coals that don't produce a lot of smoke. In Japan they use them. So you know here you couldn't have that in a small space because you would get smoke. Over there you don't. You don't hardly get any smoke. I didn't know that. But he was saying a lot of people there go out on their own. So the thing is, if you've got the money to do it, because it is expensive to eat out, isn't it? I mean, the prices of everything is dreadful. But you can go away for the weekend or pop down to Brighton for the day on your own. You don't need a mate with you. And you can go and have some lunch and have a drink and go for a walk and do things. Obviously, it's nice sometimes if you've got somebody with you. But if you are on your own, it's just nice to do it and get used to your own kind of company. Take a book, go out. It's a bit different in the evenings, places like Brighton, because they can be quite raucous, or going into London again. But you can still go and see a show or do something. I think it's nice to have some me time. And you don't need to go out for lunch. You can take your sandwiches and go somewhere. Take your sandwiches. Take a flask. That's it. I had a flask that broke, actually. It was full of... I think it was on a school trip. And I was like, what's that noise? You know what you like as a kid? I've dropped it on the floor about 10 times. What was that? That noise, shattering noise inside. Didn't drink any of it. I think once I had some crisps my mum got, which were lamb and mint sauce crisps. I can still remember them because they were disgusting. And I had them on a school trip. We went to one of the museums in London. It's where they've got... might be National History Museum because I remember dinosaur bones and things. Not that I was eating them. I was so hungry, I might as well. But... get her away from the display. But I remember these crisps. They were roast lamb and mint sauce, and they were revolting. They were just revolting. Have you heard the new Beatles song? I haven't. I might see if I can find it. I don't have it. I don't think it's on the system, but I might be able to find it somewhere and we can have a play, shall we? Possibly. What shall I play up to the news? Oh, I need to blow my nose. It's terrible. I need to blow my nose. It's always something, isn't it? It's always something with me. It's always a cold or something going on. I think I will play... Oh, let's have a look. I'm going to sneeze, but you know when you're unsure? It could be a sneeze. It's going to be a cough. It could be something awful. Shall we have a little bit of... Oh, I tell you what. Let's have a bit of this. Don't play her enough. I love Kate Bush. Here she is with Babushka. And if you've seen the video, it is... Oh, she looks amazing.
She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool him. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him 70 letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Just like his wife, but how she was before the tears. And how she was before the years flew by.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.